The striped hulls of Lycene war galleys had been seen offshore, though, and Vares had reports from Myr of sail-sail captains taking service with Dragonstone. If Stannis attacks by sea, while his brother Renly storms the gates, they'll soon be mounting Joffrey's head on a spike. Worse, mine will be beside him. A depressing thought. You ought to make plans to get Shay safely out of the city, should the worst seem likely. Podrick Payne stood at the door of his solar, studying the floor.
"He's inside," he announced to Tyrion's belt buckle.
"Your solar, my lord. Sorry."
Tyrion sighed.
"Look at me, Pud. It unnerves me when you talk to my codpiece, especially when I'm not wearing one. Who is inside my solar?"
"Lord Littlefinger."
Podrick managed a quick look at his face, then hastily dropped his eyes.
"I meant Lord Pataya, Lord Baelish, the Master of Coin."
"You make him sound a crowd." The boy hunched down as if struck, making Tyrion feel absurdly guilty. Lord Pataya was seated on his window seat, languid and elegant, in a plush, plum-coloured doublet and a yellow satin cape, one gloved hand resting on his knee.
"The king is fighting hares with a crossbow," he said. "The hares are winning. Come, see."